This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is November 24th, 2013. Lennis! We in here knocking them out today, Lennis Self, man. This is week, 13 picks and kicks?
Back to back, busting them.
Hey, that's what's up. If you missed the episode of Jameis Winston, man, it was really good perspective. Listen to it. It's a lot of good house cleaning on there. Just good conversation about it, you know. Lend himself, our college guy, is a real Florida State fan. It was very interesting to hear his perspective. And also just some more house cleaning notes. Check us out on Stitcher. Download Stitcher app, Digital Darren. Comment, rate, so we can move up that ladder and become one of the most publicized shows. You know, we got perks coming for you guys who listen and comment. Also, remember, we're still on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Same thing, search Digital Darren, Digital D-A-R-O-N. Got things coming for you. Also, if you want to be on, email us at digitaldarren@gmail.com. Digital, D-A-R-O-N, @gmail.com. We love to have you on Talk Smack with you. So this is, again, is week 13, picks and kicks. We're going to do something different. We're going to have a Lewinsky and a You Suck Award, but we're going to do something called Trending Topics, because last week was a pretty trending week in college football.
And that's a trending topic. Yeah, that's a trending topic.
All right, so I'll start it off. My trending topic is Will Muschamp. Florida lost to Georgia Southern, which really should never happen to a school like Florida.
Six in a row,
man. Yeah, six in a row, man. Is his job safe?
I would say I think it should be, but, I mean, real talk, he's probably not safe.
Why do you say his job should be safe?
Cause he's still fresh though. I mean, like I say, he's still getting his recruits and, you know what I mean, he's still trying to work and get his.
They should never lose to Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: if Georgia Southern came and beat Florida State, would you guys fire Jimbo? be saying they should fire Jimbo?
I mean, depending on how bad we lose to him. I mean, Georgia Southern. Could have beat Georgia a couple years ago.
Could have. But the point is, you get out of those games with a win.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough in Florida. It seems like Florida offense has destroyed them. It's not the defense. Will Muschamp is a defensive coach, man. Florida is stinking it up on offense, man. He's stinking it up on offense.
You know they started this week at quarterback?
Ooh, what a kid.
Marty Morningwig, son.
Who?
Marty Morningwig, the office coordinator for the Lions or whoever. Jets now.
Oh, yes, shit.
He looked horrible in the game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's Muschamp. I think it's Muschamp. He needed to go out and find him an offensive coordinator, offensive talent. You know what I mean? Because, like I say, evidently he's not good in that category. I mean, he's a defensive-minded coach. So, go out and find somebody that take that job for you, man.
All right. Next trending topic is yoga. Trending topic you want to talk about?
Next trending topic, man, would probably be Oregon. What the hell is happening to Oregon? It's my last week, right?
I mean, just trending topic in college football. That's just what happened last week. They were like, wow.
I mean, trending topic could be, Oregon losing, or it could be, that Auburn-Georgia game, that was a pretty good one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Georgia. The epitome of Georgia football was that last play.
Yeah.
Or that game, excuse me. They started out, they were getting their ass literally handed to them by Auburn. They storm back, take the lead, all to blow it on one of the crucial games.
Yeah.
You know, one of the crucial plays in college football history. That may be one of the top five plays in college football history.
LSU versus Kentucky game.
Yeah, it was kind of the same thing. Everybody thought the game was over, but they wind up pulling it out. Yo.
Yeah. I hate to see, I say, I hate Georgia. You know what I mean? But like I said, that game right there,
they deserve to win.
Yeah, they should have won that game. You know what I mean? Like I say, the look on Aaron Murray's face, man. Like I say, Aaron Murray is a great quarterback, hands down.
What do you think about him tearing his ACL yesterday?
I hate it for him. You know what I mean? Like I say, man, that's just your senior year. You come back. You know what I mean? You break records. You do all this, but like I say, shit. You go out and tear your knee up.
I hope he's ready for Georgia. I hope he's ready for maybe not the combine, but, you know, hopefully he gets drafted because, you know, his career mirrors him getting drafted, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Trending topic for me is Duke football.
Yeah, Duke should be in the top 25.
I think they right now. I forgot what number they was. But Duke, you know, they're playing. They're 9-2.
Yeah.
North Carolina going to be hard for them. I ain't going to lie. But they have a chance to go 10-2. And they actually have a legitimate shot at winning the ACC Coastal and seeing you guys in the and upsetting you guys in the ACC championship game.
Upset, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, when you got to win first, win the Coastal, then worry about, you know what I mean, the next level.
Is David Cutcliffe coach of the year in the ACC? He's my coach of the year in the ACC.
I mean, you can give it to him, but me, I'm giving it to Jimbo. Maybe I'm just being biased.
You are being biased.
Give it to Jimbo. Man.
Jimbo got all the tools to work with. David Cutcliffe don't have nothing to work with.
Hey, who fault is that? Man, who fault is that?
Hey, you're right. But David Cutcliffe will get my coach of the year.
Hey,
all right. See. Trending topic. You got any more trending topics?
Shit. I mean, I would probably pick pick damn Oregon, man.
Yo, Oregon. And we talked about this in our preview show. Well, if the coach was ready for big time or whatever.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten beat like that maybe in like 10 or 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, Arizona just dominated, though.
And then the players, I think I saw say the players came out and just say that it's just not going to be fun to get up for the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you just shut your season down like that and you had a chance to play for the Pac-12 championship. You know what I mean? So
I mean, they talk like they go to national championships year after year after year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that. These guys haven't maybe been to one national championship, right? So I don't know what their problem is, but that's purely points to coaching. Yeah. If he can't keep them focused even after a tough loss, that's coaching right there. Maybe he I ain't gonna say he ain't ready, but maybe he needs some things to learn or whatever.
That Stanford lost. Like, Stanford just got in the ass too good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, now we're transitioning to the Lewinsky Award and the USUC Award. Let's start with the Lewinsky Award. Who gets some Lewinsky from you last week?
Last week, I'd probably give a little Lewinsky private to the Duke. Get some of that Lewinsky to Duke. Shit, of course I'm gonna give my boy some Lewinsky. 80-14.
You gotta put 80 up on Idaho. You proud of that?
Hey, man, I mean, we beat them like they was Idaho.
That's just like you bragging on fucking a fat girl. Who gets props for that?
Hey, you fucked though. Did you fuck?
Yes, you did.
Okay then. I mean, bragging about you fucking. Who cares what size she was? Cause when I get back to you, I can turn around and say, "Hey, boy, she was 120."
It's Brett like bragging on fucking the fat girl. Everybody knows. It's like you come back saying, "Yeah, I fuck Big Tootie." Everybody gonna look at you like, "Huh?" But you gonna be like, "So I fuck though."
Big Tootie gonna be little Tootie when I come back with a story.
Okay, I see. All right, I see ya.
You're not gonna know she was Big Tootie.
You said I'm gonna get my Lewinsky to Duke, man. Duke though. They just keep marching along, man. As long as they keep winning, they're going to get my Lewinsky Award, man. Shout out to David Cutcliffe. Shout out to the Duke football.
Yeah.
And David Cutcliffe for ACC Coach of the Year. Let's get that campaign going right now.
Yeah, shit on that Jimbo. Hey, Jimbo, get it, Jimbo, man. Jimbo got the most wins in ACC history, man, for first-year coach, first 4 years in the league as a head coach, man. Give it to him, man. Nobody else has done that. He's not even Bobby.
Yo, you suck award. Who's your you suck award for?
Man, my you suck award probably is gonna go to, well, just because I hate Ole Miss, I could pick Baylor.
let's talk. One of us is going to pick Baylor. They were talking all this shit and they ass whooped like they did. It's thoroughly embarrassing.
Yeah, well,
so they'll get my You Suck award. Okay. You can use yours on Ole Miss.
Okay.
Why don't you like Ole Miss anyway? Baylor don't even deserve any more conversation. Why don't you like Ole Miss anyway?
Man, basically because they...
Could they name here. The Rebels?
I mean, that too. You know what I mean? And you around here with all this SEC. We are the SEC, but you around here. You're right here with the same records you end up with every year. That's it.
Then a couple of y'all players decommit from y'all and sign with them.
Yeah, they did, bastard.
Who was? Do you remember what players it was?
I think it was Petty, offensive lineman, and big defensive lineman we had last year. You know what I mean? But I want to split that You Suck Up award and give some of that to Oregon, too. Like I said, you shouldn't have went out there. You shouldn't have lost that game, man.
So you got two You Suck awards, Ole Miss and Oregon.
Yeah, I got a half. Half a suck.
So you trying to suck a half of it, not the whole thing?
Yeah, I got a half. One team got a little bit and the other team got a little bit.
All right, so this rivalry week, we finna get into our picks and kicks.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the rivals. We're going to rank the rivalry on the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being it's a really good, 10 being it's a really good rivalry, excuse me, 1 meaning it's a really suck rivalry.
Okay.
All right, so you go ahead. Start it off.
Let's see here. Let's start off with Ohio State and Michigan. That's an old school rivalry for you.
What do you think of the rivalry on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think the rivalry in the north, what is that, northeast or just northwest?
Yeah, northeast, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you guys are. It's pretty big up there to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think it's probably between like a 9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, it's going to be like a 7.
But I was thinking, like, you down here, we don't really care about either one of those teams too tough, just in the South. But as a college football as a whole, it's probably the biggest rivalry in the North, right? So,
yeah.
a 9 or a 10 is fair. You know what I'm saying? The problem I have with the rivalry is that Michigan hasn't been relevant since Tom Brady was there, right?
Yeah, baby. So, I'm in Michigan, man. This is not your mother's and your grandfather's Michigan.
Yeah, the one they talk about Bo Schembechler and all that other shit. Yeah.
It's not even the Michigan teams that from the late '90s or the early '90s that we, you know what I mean, grew up to. So,
yeah. All right. Who you got winning the game?
Probably Ohio State killing these bums.
I got Ohio State too.
Yeah.
All right. Michael. I will go with Clemson, South Carolina as my next rivalry.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. This rivalry normally was pretty one-sided earlier with Clemson. Now it's South Carolina. When Spurrier's been there, he's taking over this rivalry. I get his rivalry a solid 8.
Mm.
Especially recently, I think Spurrier has added his own special seasonings to this rivalry the way only he can, where he talks about Dabo and kind of, you know, makes his little jabs about Clemson. But they've never been Spurrier, so yeah. I guess he can talk. You know what I'm saying? What on the scale of 1 to 10, what would you give a rivalry?
I'd give about an 8. A good 8.
Yeah, that's it. Who do you think win this game?
I'm going with Clemson.
Going with Clemson?
Yeah, I'm going with Clemson.
Okay. I think that Clowney said two guys were scared of him, Aaron Murray, which game they lost. And Taj Boyd. I think they beat Taj Boyd.
Yeah,
I think the SEC rules on. And I give you a little chant just for you. SEC. SEC. SEC.
Yeah, SEC blows balls. I'm taking Clemson. Like I say, Clowney disappeared pretty much this year. He ran his mouth. He got a little cocky. Like I say, he said two people. He already said Aaron Murray was scared of him. Aaron Murray done beat him. So he said Taj Boyd was scared of them all, so I got Taj Boyd, them lighting them up. Clemson, game will get ugly later on.
So you said they blow them out?
I think it get ugly later on, yeah.
I got South Carolina winning that game.
I'm going with Clemson.
All right. Now it's your go.
Man, we got some pretty good games here.
Well, it's rivalry weekend, right? So everybody play their rivalry. So.
Yeah, man. Could say I'm going to take Stanford and Notre Dame.
All right.
Stanford and Notre Dame. I don't really care for Notre Dame. Fans kind of arrogant. Like I said, last year they came in off last year, talked a lot of smack. I got Stanford. I don't see Notre Dame being in a match for Stanford.
I agree. I got Stanford at home. Notre Dame is just overrated. They had one fluke year, and now they're back down to earth and proving that they're just really another average team. Yeah. I think if they were in the conference, they'd be bowl eligible every year, but they wouldn't be nothing nobody really cared about.
Yeah.
But since people feel like this is the 40s and Notre Dame still matters, they still give them all the hoopla in the world. But yeah. I agree with you. I think Stanford wins the game. It's my go. Like you, I got Stanford winning. And so my rivalry will be Oregon State, Oregon. You know I'm a huge Oregon State fan.
Yeah.
I got Oregon State pulling this out.
Yeah, I mean, after this week, you probably could see that.
Who do you got?
See that happen. Man, I want to take Oregon, but after this egg they just laid this past week.
And it was, like you said, D'Anthony Thomas basically said, we don't care about the Rose Bowl. But basically, they're giving up on the season. So
yeah.
It's just crazy after that.
Yeah. I'll take Oregon, though, man.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Nash. All right, here's your go now.
I'm probably jumping with probably take that USC and UCLA.
Oh, yeah, I forgot USC and UCLA. Okay, yeah, let's go with that.
It's another good game. USC has worked their way back into the top 25.
Do they hire Ed Orgeron as coach?
They should, man. They should, man.
For real?
Yeah, I think they should, man.
What's up?
I think they should.
I got UCLA winning.
You got UCLA?
I like Ed Orgeron, but he was getting his ass handed to him at Ole Miss. There's no way he deserves a head coaching job at USC.
Yeah.
He deserves a head coaching job, but not at USC.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, evidently it's something that the players have turned around. Like I said, 9-3.
They were like 3-2 on the line, kid. From right, he has turned around. I mean, he's done enough to say he deserves a head coaching job somewhere.
Yeah,
just not at USC.
Yeah.
All right. Now for my rivalry game, I'm gonna go with Georgia Tech.
Oh man, that's one of the worst rivalries. Nothing has ever came out of this rivalry.
This rivalry is an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
8?
Yeah.
But this rivalry is more like a goddamn.
The rivalry is so good, they just call it clean old fashioned hate. They just hate each other.
Nah, they should, because nobody goes anywhere out of this rivalry.
Georgia Tech got how many national championships Florida State got?
What you mean? What you talking about?
How many national championships Florida State got?
We got 2.
They got 1. How many ACC championship game appearances do y'all have?
Get ready to go into 4.
Y'all got 3 right now, right? They tied with y'all for the most.
But we locked in.
They tied with the most experiences right now.
They not tied.
They got 3. Y'all got 3.
We got 4 because we locked in.
They have a chance of going to the ACC championship this year, too.
Well, we already clinched.
So if they go, y'all will both be tied with 4. So Georgia Tech is probably one of the most storied programs out of ACC.
No.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I mean, you can't count those bombs, man. I mean, Florida State went 14 years straight.
And you know who Georgia? You know Georgia's an elite top level program.
How?
Coach Rick has built us up to a top level program. So who you got winning the game?
Man, this game blows. Do I really have to pick somebody out of this game?
I'm picking Georgia. Who do you pick?
Oh man, I'm probably taking Georgia Tech. Man, I don't want to because I said they all suck.
Which one do you hate on the scale? Oh, the most between those two?
I hate Georgia. I hate Georgia with all my might.
Why do you hate Georgia so much? You from Georgia?
I'm from Atlanta. Damn, George.
All right. Next is going to rank your rivalry next.
Florida State.
So what's that on the scale of 1 to 10?
I mean, this year is really probably about a 4 right
now. That's the number I was thinking. But overall, what is it?
Overall, it's a 10.
It's not a foot.
There's, it is a 10. Huh? Overall, it's a 10.
It's not no fucking 10.
Well, I mean, look how many champ, how many times, how many championships have been came, how came out of
Florida game. Don't won more championships than y'all. Everybody in Florida don't won got more three. Championships than y'all.
They got three.
Florida and you got more championships
than y'all. We don't play the more championship games than Florida.
But they got more championships than y'all. Yeah. And you got more championships than y'all.
Yeah. I mean, of course. But like I say, a rivalry between Florida State and Florida has determined national championships.
So who are y'all?
Georgia and Georgia Tech hasn't determined who was going to be champions or anything.
So who are y'all, who is your biggest rival to you, Florida or Miami? In your opinion,
I mean, both of them. I mean, I say, cause we can turn around. We can say national championship.
How many Miami got five, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they kill all y'all in championships.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. But okay, Florida sucks this year. You guys are on point. Yeah. Who wins this game?
Oh, yeah, us. I mean, of course, Florida State.
By how many?
I'm going with 35 or better.
What's the line for the game?
Right now, it's even. I don't know how. The line ain't came out yet.
Oh, yeah, good point. So, it probably will be Florida State by 30.
The line probably be 20. If it was 21 against Miami, it'll probably be 28 against Florida.
Yeah. Nah, probably more than that because Florida absolutely sucks. They just lost to a D1AA team.
Yeah.
So, it'll be 35.
Yeah, they did. Our rivalry, man, it's a whole lot. I mean, it's better than Jordan. I mean, Jordan take Georgia. Ain't nothing ever came out of that.
Oh, God. The reason this rivalry is something because Tebow played in this rivalry.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I mean, this rivalry was built way before Tebow. Tebow ran off with the rivalry, though.
Yeah. All right. The last game is the Iron Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So what's that rivalry on a scale of 1 to 10?
This year is probably a 10.
What's it normally to you?
Me personally, like I said, I think Cam Newton made Auburn, but I still don't like Auburn. I think Auburn is still overrated. They just right now they just riding high. No offense. I mean, no defense.
But Gus Malzahn is, in my eyes, coach of the year.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that, but I mean, like I say, they had no business beating y'all, so.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who do you have winning the game?
I'm going with Alabama.
Close or a blowout?
I think it's going to get ugly.
I think that you could throw, for rivalry games, you could throw the records out the window.
Yeah.
The only problem with Auburn is I think the way you attack Alabama is by throwing the ball and beating their cornerbacks or whatever.
Well, we know.
Problem is Auburn can't do that, right?
Exactly.
So I would have to come back and say that I agree with you. I think Alabama wins. At first I thought Alabama won, but I said, nah, Auburn can run. The mobile quarterbacks do cause Alabama some problems, so they can run the ball decent enough to keep it within 14 points. So I see Alabama winning maybe like 30 to 17 or something like that.
Yeah, too bad Marshall is not a Johnny Manziel type.
Yeah, if he could throw the ball at all, Auburn would have a chance to win this game, but
yeah,
they can't throw the ball at all. All right, that concludes our Week 14 picks and kicks. Lenny Sells, thank you again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, man.
Remember, it's Rivalry Week, so make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about Rivalry Week. Find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and listen to us continually. And we thank y'all for listening. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And check out James Winston, the podcast.
That's right.
All right.